Good evening, everybody. With 7 o'clock having arrived, I'll call the county board meeting to order and ask the clerk to call the roll, please.
Rylander. Rylander here. Smith. Smith here. Udell.
Udell here.
Udell here. Veldren. Veldren here. Wegleitner. Wegleitner here. Wagon. Wagon. Welsh. Welsh here. Yang.
Yang here.
Yang here. Andre.
Andre here.
Blazewitz.
Blazewitz here.
Betcher.
Betcher here.
Betcher here. Bollig.
Bollig here.
Bollig here. Brower. Brower here. Chavla. Chavla.
Chavla here.
Chavla here. Collins. Collins absent. Doolin.
Here.
Doolin here. Downing.
Downing here.
Downing here. Doyle. Doyle here. Eicher.
Here.
Eicher here. Engelberger. Engelberger here. Erickson.
Here.
Erickson here. Freeze.
Freeze here.
Glazer.
Glazer here.
Glazer here. Gray. Did I hear Gray? Just let. Huselman.
Huselman here.
Huselman here. Jackson.
Jackson here.
Kemp.
Kemp here.
Kemp here. Kagea. Kagea here. Crowning. Crowning here. Marin. Marin here. McCarville.
McCarville here.
McCarville here. Peters.
Here.
Peters here. Peterson.
Peterson here.
Peterson here. Postler.
Postler here.
Postler here. Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt here. Rose.
Rose here.
Rose here. Miles.
Miles here.
Miles here. We have a quorum.
All right. With the quorum being present, we will move on to inspirational message to be delivered this evening by Supervisor Rylander.
Thank you. There's this part in the movie Boyhood that I think about all the time. The main character is a little boy, and we see him grow in the film from age 6 to 18. If you haven't seen it, it's awesome. They filmed it over 12 years, so you actually see all the actors get 12 years older. In this scene, he's about 10, and he says to his dad, there's no real magic in the world, right? You know, like elves and stuff. People just made that up. His dad says, well, I don't know. I mean, what makes you think that elves are any more magical than something like a whale? You know what I mean? What if I told you a story about how under the ocean there was this giant sea mammal that used sonar and sang songs and was so big that its heart was the size of a car and you could crawl through its arteries? I bet you'd think that was pretty magical, right? It's powerful thinking. Having this moment rattling around in my head has me sort of, you know, looking at the world, sort of trained to look at these standout bits of magic that we take for granted because they've always been there. But if zebras or shooting stars or coffee or the music of David Bowie suddenly came into existence today, it would be no less magical than elves or unicorns. One genre of this sort of everyday under-the-radar magic is what linguists call performative speech acts, where the act of saying a thing is also the act of doing that thing. It's like spellcasting. I now pronounce you married is, in and of itself, the act of pronouncing someone married. And as an ordained online minister, I've done this once, and it worked. Those people are still married, and it's absolutely a magic trick. I also said rise, and they all rose. That was the best part. other examples include I christen this ship, and I promise. A ton of examples are found in the legislative process. I call this meeting to order. I move that we amend the ordinance amendment. I move that we amend the amendment to the ordinance amendment. My point is that no matter how routine some agenda items may seem, make no mistake that we are wizards, entrusted by the public to use our power responsibly, trusted to answer who benefits, who is burdened, and who does not have a seat at the table, and how can we mitigate unintended consequences. And like so much fictional magic, from ruby slippers to Peter Pan, only by honoring that trust can the magic exist at all. As we head into a nationwide election and we've seen faithless electors and misinformation try to shake our faith in the validity of this arrangement, our stewardship of it is more important than ever. So take a moment amid zoning approvals, contract renewals, and the consent agenda to marvel at the little bit of magic in your fingertips. So let's kick things off with perhaps the quintessential performative speech act. By saying, I pledge allegiance to the flag, you are in fact pledging allegiance to the flag. Please rise and join me if you choose. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Rylander. We are now on to special matters and announcements. First item before us is 2024 Resolution 147, recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day on October 14th, 2024. Supervisor Rose.
This is Resolution 147, recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day today on October 14th, 2024. Whereas Indigenous Peoples Day commemorates 12,000 years of survival and renewal of Indigenous people and cultures in the face of political and cultural repression. And whereas there are 574 federally recognized tribes living within the United States, with 11 here in Wisconsin. And whereas Indigenous Peoples Day is an opportunity to remember historical truths about the devastating loss of life, displacement, and oppression of Indigenous people in our country, our county, and our state, as well as to organize against current injustices and celebrate Indigenous resilience. And whereas the land that would later become known as Dane County, Wisconsin, is located on the ancestral and traditional lands of the Ho-Chunk, the Sauk, in the Kickapoo Nations, where Indigenous people and cultures have flourished and established sustainable ways of living based on cooperation among neighbors and respect for the land and for all living creatures. And whereas these Indigenous people and cultures were disrupted, violated, destroyed, as much of Dane County and its institutions were built directly upon their original homelands, villages, and sacred sites of the Indigenous peoples of this region. And yet, with great resilience, Dane County's Indigenous residents and their cultures have survived. And whereas, while Indigenous Peoples Day is celebrated annually on the second Tuesday of October, it also is essential to recognize November as National Native American Heritage Month, a time to honor the history, culture, traditions, and contributions of Native Americans. Acknowledging Native American Heritage Month promotes respect and understanding, fosters meaningful dialogue, and encourages collaboration with Indigenous communities. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors does hereby acknowledge October 14th, 2024 as Indigenous Peoples Day and offers its gratitude to the Native people of this hemisphere and this region. Be it further resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors acknowledges its responsibility and reasserts its commitment to oppose the systemic racism towards Indigenous people in the United States, which perpetuates high rates of poverty and income inequality and inequity, and exasperates disproportionate health, education, and social crises, and to partner and collaborate with tribal governments and people. Be it finally resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors does hereby commit to develop and implement more permanent and visible acknowledgments of Dane County's Indigenous people and cultures, increased communication with its Indigenous residents and with those nations who occupy this land, and promote the culture, language, and traditions of our tribal brothers and sisters across our county. Thank you. Hanging the flag earlier was a major example of the work we can do when we collaborate.
First move it.
Oh, yes. First, so moved.
All right, moved by Rose, seconded by Kagea. All in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That the motion carries.
Proceed. Thanks, Chair. Yeah, as I was saying, this is just a symbol of what we're doing, but there's so much meaning to it. I'd like to cede my time to my friends from the Ho-Chunk Nation, Elder Janice Rice, and my friend Casey Brown.
Hijankishana, Hinikaragiwi, Ho-Chunk Rajla, Hinugi Jongiga, Hingaide, Maikade Rajla, Janice Rice, Hingaide, Hunchiki Karit, Hijan Wa Unje, Dejobregi Egi Hachi Haje. Good evening, friends, relatives, and fellow citizens of Dejob. I'm honored to be here tonight to share a few words with you. Pihina Gigiwi, Thank you all for your support of Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm grateful that Dane County has taken a leadership role in making this an official holiday. As a Ho-Chunk woman, an academic librarian, and a citizen of Dane County, District 37, I have watched our Wangshik students from campus lead the way in seeking recognition for Indigenous Peoples Day. Today, many have graduated and become leaders throughout the country and in our Indigenous homelands here in Ho-Chunk country. I cannot tell you how much it means to us as our children and grandchildren will enjoy the warmth of acknowledgement and they have a sense of pride as they see our Ho-Chunk flag flying over the building. Our stories are now being told throughout Dane County and Wisconsin communities. Today, our local students are no longer marching. They are celebrating. Check your social media posts and join the festivities in our cities, towns, and villages. During next week, you can be part of the meals, the dances, the art installations, the book groups, and the gatherings that honor the heritage of Wisconsin Native Nations. This is just the beginning. Hikiju Hidai Cheda Himaish Junk Chawi. Together, we may grow stronger. Hanaina Kuina wa iniginapwi. Thank you.
Oh, don't move Mike here. Ho-Chunk Raja, Huchiga Degawaga, Hungaide, Makade Raja, Casey Brownga, Hungaide. My name's Casey Brown, and I am a member of the Ho-Chunk Bear Clan. And I'm here in support of recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day. And I just want to say, it may just be a single day, but it means much more than that. Ostensibly, effigy mounds are just a pile of dirt. Marker stones are just a pile of rocks. And the Ho-Chunk Nation flag that's out there right now is just a piece of colorful fabric. But all these objects, we all know, just they mean much more than that. And they all have layered meanings. That pile of dirt can hold an honored ancestor. The marker stones may direct you to a sacred area. And this Ho-Chunk flag that's now outside has more layers of meaning to me, our people, and also to everyone here in this community. Well, the Ho-Chunk people have stories about the greater Wisconsin area going back to the last ice ages. The nation represented by that flag is only going to be 30 years old next month. Former director of UW's American Indian Indigenous Studies program, Menominee Warrior, and my academic mentor, Ada Deer, God bless her, signed the document reestablishing the Wisconsin-Winnebago Business Committee as a tribal government of the Ho-Chunk Nation. This is a very important thing. I just wanted to put that history into you that while the Ho-Chunk has been here for a long time, we are a very modern people and a very ever-evolving people, constantly changing and adapting as things move forward into the future. Now, while I was writing this, I was tempted to criticize public officials for not doing this sooner, but I'm not much older than my tribe's current government, and honestly, I would have questioned giving the keys of the city, which is kind of what you're giving to the flag right now, giving me the keys of the city to this county building before I turned 30 years old. So, I mean, I've lost day passes that have been entrusted to me by building security, so I'm not sure what I would do with a key. Anyways, the recognition of Indigenous Peoples Day and this flag that was raised represent the ongoing and future collaborations between Dane County, Madison, and the Ho-Chunk Nation. The city and the county have continued to bring the Ho-Chunk Nation to the table with things like land management, economic development, and cultural projects, just to name a few areas that we have worked together, not only government to government, but also neighbor to neighbor and also as friends. So I would like to just say peanut giggy to Dane County Supervisor Rick Rose for doing this for us. My friend Sarah Lundquist for joining as an ally who speaks better Ho-Chunk than me. And my elder mentor, and I would like to say my friend Janice Rice. And of course, peanut giggy wee to all of you on the Dane County Board, and thank you very much for this recognition. Ho.
Thank you. Thank you. Item two is 2024 Resolution 148, recognizing September 22 through 28th, 2024 as Banned Book Week. Supervisor Freese.
Okay, we have a 2024 Res 148, recognizing September 22 through 28 as 2024 as Banned Book Week. Whereas Banned Book Week was first held during the last full week of September, beginning in 1982, and is intended to encourage readers to examine, challenge literary works, and promote intellectual freedom in libraries, schools, and bookstores, and whereas the American Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom documented 1,247 demands to censor library books and resources in 2023, and 4,240 unique book titles were targeted for removal from school libraries in 2023, which equates to a 65% increase in book banning efforts compared to in 2022. And whereas the act of banning books poses a significant threat to intellectual freedom and undermines the principles of democracy and free expression. And whereas books are often challenged or banned for their content, including themes of race, gender, sexuality, and social justice, limiting the opportunities for individuals to engage with different perspectives. And whereas promoting the freedom to read fosters critical thinking, empathy, and a more informed citizenry. And whereas it is essential to recognize the voices of authors, educators, and advocates who stand against censorship and promote the values of diverse literature. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognizes Banned Book Week from September 22nd through September 28th, 2024, and encourages community members to explore challenged books and engage in discussions about the impacts of censorship. Be it finally resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors commits to supporting initiatives that promote literacy, access to diverse literature, and the rights of individuals to choose what they read. Moved by Freese.
Okay, motion made by Freese, seconded by Brower to approve Resolution 148. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. That motion carries. Do you have a few words, or are we going to turn it over to Tracy?
Yeah, just a few words, I'll turn. You know, it's easy to get lost in the echo chamber of your own values, but I just want to express, you know, my feelings. I enjoy being around people whose values I share, but as a community, it is our responsibility to protect everyone's, you know, right to free thought and in fact, their right to read. So supporting efforts that promote access to diverse literature, access to different perspectives, and you know, access to these books really opens up conversations that challenge us to reflect, question, and grow as people. So I will now turn it over to our speaker tonight, Tracy Harreld. I believe it's on Zoom.
Yep. Welcome, Tracy.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for this resolution. I think I can say on behalf of all of the Dane County Library directors and the Dane County Library, all of the libraries in Dane County and their staffs, this is welcome support and truly appreciated. As we know, free speech and the freedom to read are kind of two sides of the same coin, and the sharing and free expression of ideas through a myriad of ways, including books, is really, really important. And we see that every day in our libraries. Having had a few challenges and dealt with a few challenges in my history, they have typically been local and have gone through a process that I've come to rely on pretty consistently, which is the request for reconsideration form, which all libraries have in their collection or selection policies, which are set in place by the library board, who governs the policy and hires the director at libraries. So I just wanted to assure you all, there is a structure in place. I know that there has been some media stating that librarians act willy-nilly or of their own accord. And in fact, we are governed by a library board and by a set of policies that actually help when there are challenges to materials. And I think if we had not had the ability to read freely, we wouldn't have some of the wonderful classic literature that, of course, that we're familiar with. But we also wouldn't have some explosion of youth reading that we've seen just in the past 20 years. Think of Harry Potter, think of The Hunger Games. Think of Twilight, different books that have been challenged in their series, but have led to a huge love of reading in our youth, which is so important. And that's something that we promote heavily in the library world. So all of that is to say, this resolution goes a long way to supporting your libraries, your local libraries across Dane County. And it is so greatly appreciated. And I will make sure that all of the library directors in Dane County have a copy that they can put alongside their selection policy and call upon it the way to call upon the Library Bill of Rights. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, Tracy. Okay, our next resolution is 2023 Resolution 152. Recognizing National 4-H Week in Dane County from October 6th through 12th, 2024. Supervisor Smith.
Great. 2024 Res 152, recognizing National 4-H Week in Dane County from October 6th to 12th, 2024. Whereas National 4-H Week is recognized annually and highlights the impact of 4-H programs and the dedication of its volunteers, educators, and supporters. And whereas 4-H is a youth leadership organization that provides opportunities for growth and development through the life skills model based on the four H's of the 4-H clover, which are head, heart, health, and hands. And whereas youth participants in the 4-H organization learn the value of community service and assume the responsibility for giving back to their clubs and communities. And whereas Dane County 4-Hers have created care packages with hats, gloves, and food for cold weather for unhoused people, one 4-Her organized a book drive for the Madison Reading Project and collected around 800 books, and the Happy Hikers Club worked at an ice cream booth at Sun Prairie's Corn Fest and raised over $2,000 earlier this year to fund club educational and social activities. And whereas 4-H creates opportunities for members to build friendships and connections with peers outside of their own schools, clubs, and communities and state. Events like the National 4-H Congress give 4-Hers the chance to get involved nationally and learn about the operations of the U.S. government while building bonds with youth leaders from around the country. And whereas Dane County 4-H Camp provides youth who have completed grades 3 through 8 with an opportunity to experience fun camp activities, crafts, field games, campfires, swimming, nature walks, games, and more. Campers connect with the outdoors, try new activities, and make new friends. And whereas showing projects and animals at the Dane County Fair requires 4-Hers to build skills that benefit them throughout their lives. Through showing horses, dogs, crochet projects, art projects, or photography, they learn discipline, time management, and other transferable skills that help 4-Hers get their first jobs. And whereas Dane County 4-H has 920 youth members and 256 adult volunteers representing 34 community clubs, the Youth Governance Program, By Youth and For Youth, and Youth Advocates for Community Health Program. Adult youth partnerships are key to the success of 4-H, and the organization helps keep adults connected to the next generation of leaders. Adult volunteers learn and grow as much as 4-H youth members in the process. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors celebrates National 4-H Week from October 6th to 12th and recognizes the 4-H members, volunteers, and the UW Extension staff that make 4-H such a successful and impactful program. So moved.
Moved by Smith, seconded by Udell.
And I'll just speak
I'm sorry. Got to call the vote. All in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So I'll just speak briefly. You may remember last year when I worked on this resolution that this resolution was drafted in a group with a number of young women in 4-H clubs across the county. This year, Amelia, Ava, Emily, Gracie, and Hannah helped along with Lisa and Ellie and Jasmine from the Extension and the youth leadership programs at Extension to help put this together. So all of the stories that I read out were all of their stories. So those were all, you know, directly the inputs of young women in 4-H clubs across the county who wanted to make sure that you heard their stories, you understood what 4-H meant to them, and listened to their experience. And I know we have another 4-H'er who's on Zoom who will be speaking to it as well. But I also just want to run through the 4-H pledge one more time, because I know there are some, maybe Supervisor Erickson, who's been practicing since last year. So I just wanted to make sure everyone remembered what are the important things that 4-H is, 4-H'ers are pledging to. So we pledge our heart. So do you remember it? Can you do it, Supervisor Erickson? Do you want to stand up? Okay. Do you know it with me? All right. I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to greater service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. So that's the 4-H pledge. That's what 4-H'ers are committed to, and that's why it's such an important thing to celebrate during this week. So I will give it to Lisa to speak on it and also give you the resolution for this year.
Thank you. So I'm Lisa Curley. I'm the Dane County 4-H Program Coordinator. And I'd like to thank you for supporting this resolution and Sarah for helping our youth put this all together and actually write the and see the process of creating a resolution. So as you can see, my job is pretty amazing. I have a lot of fun. And I get to work with some pretty incredible volunteers and youth like Stella, who's going to speak next. Listening to the youth when they were putting that together was, it filled my heart with so much happiness because through 4-H they made friends, they gained leadership skills, served their community, and grew as individual. And I have two quotes from members who were not able to join us tonight. They're involved as youth leaders with the Poultry Project. That's their spark interest. And they've also been camp counselors, 4-H ambassadors, youth leaders on the member board, and even one presented at a statewide youth conference. So Christina shares, these leadership opportunities have helped me build confidence in so many ways, from being able to stand in front of a room talking about my poultry experience and knowledge to standing in front of a board of judges or a classroom full of my peers. And Clarity shares, leadership in the Poultry Project helped me meet other chicken enthusiasts and acted as a stepping stone for me in other 4-H leadership activities. Leadership in 4-H has given me the opportunity to improve my public speaking, do interesting veterinary science research with UW-Madison staff members, foster youth interest in 4-H, help new families get into chicken keeping and showing, and share my love of chickens and science with other 4-H members. So if these youth are representation of our future, I think we're in pretty good hands. So thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Stella up next.
Welcome, Stella.
Hi, my name is Stella Rolchin. I'm a seventh grader at Badger Ridge Middle School, and I'm part of the Wits and Bits 4-H Club. This is going to be my third year in 4-H, and yeah. So thank you for this opportunity to speak here tonight and for your support of 4-H. One of my favorite parts of 4-H is that my whole family is involved. My three siblings and I are members of the Wits and Bits 4-H Club, and my parents are volunteers and club leaders. My extended family has also been involved in the county fair. You should see our house the week before we bring all our projects and learning to the Dane County Fair. It's chaotic, everyone's rushing around, and to finish those last minute projects, but we still work as a family team to help each other and have fun. One thing that is really cool about 4-H is that our club does many service projects. It not only educates us about needs in our community, but also helps the community at the same time. For example, I was part of a service committee that led a project to make birthday bags for the Badger Prairie Needs Network food pantry. Finally, I have been part of the Communication Arts Festival for the past 2 years. Performing on a stage gives all the participants a confidence boost and improves our speaking skills. This helps us all in the future as we continue our education and think about career options. It also has made me brave enough to speak in front of the Dane County Board of Supervisors. In conclusion, to me, 4-H means family and friends, giving back to your community, and learning valuable life skills. Happy National 4-H Week, and thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Shayla. Right, those are our special matters. So we're on to announcements. Anyone with any announcements? Oh, really? I guess all the festivals and everything are over for the year, so. Well, I have a few. I want to start with acknowledging that it's also, even though we didn't have a special matter, it's still for this, it's still important, and that is recognizing that it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month in the month of October. It's a time for us to raise awareness and support survivors in our community. In the U.S., 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men experience rape, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner in their lifetime. In 2023 alone, we lost 85 Wisconsinites to domestic abuse. Domestic abuse knows no boundaries. It impacts individuals of all ages, genders, races, and backgrounds. So I urge all of you, my colleagues, to keep this critical issue in mind as we carry out our work on the Dane County Board. And for those listening, if any of you are experiencing or know someone who is experiencing domestic abuse, please reach out to Domestic Abuse Intervention Services, and they can be reached at 608-251-4445. All right. On a different note, tomorrow at the Alliant Energy Center, there is the ribbon cutting for the opening of the plaza. It begins at 4 o'clock, and Lauren will be emailing everybody the details. We've received information about it before, but not very many people RSVP'd to it. So that reminder will be coming out tomorrow. And then finally, just want to announce our October birthdays. Supervisor Ritz's birthday was just a couple days ago. So happy birthday to you. And Supervisor Fries is on the 14th. So happy birthday. Okay, on to Section C, approval of payments. We have before us the bills over $10,000 referred to the county board. Is there a motion? Moved by Doyle, seconded by Engelberger. Discussion, questions on the bills over $10,000? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. And with that, payment of those bills has been approved. So we're on to approval of county board minutes. We have before us the meeting minutes of September 19th. Is there a motion? Moved by Erickson, seconded by Doolin. Questions, comments on the meeting minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the September 19th minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. With that, the motion passes. The meeting minutes are approved. We're on to the consent calendar. We have 16 items before us. Are there any requests for separation of any of the 16 items? All right. Not hearing any requests for separation. What's before us are committee actions on those items. So all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. With that, the motion carries. So we're moving on to Section H, reports on zoning petitions. There are 13 items before us. Are there any requests for separation of any of the 13 items? Hearing none, what is before us is Zoning and Land Regulation Committee recommendations. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? With that, those zoning petitions are approved. So we're on to resolutions, item Section K, resolutions. First item under resolutions is 2024 Resolution 115, a resolution extending the Dane County District Attorney's Office Deferred Prosecution Program LTE Clerk 3 an additional $600 for the remainder of the 2024 payroll year. What is before us is Public Protection and Judiciary Committee recommendation of approval as amended. Discussion on this item, Supervisor Andre.
Thank you, Chair. I will note that this work is very important, and we do have a recommendation for approval of a budget amendment that would make a full-time position out of this role in the district attorney's office next year, you know, of course, pending action by the Finance Committee and County Board, but it is very much on the radar for future permanent needed work, and this is a bit of a stopgap measure that I would encourage my colleagues to support. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, any further discussion on Resolution 115? And hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That the motion carries. Resolution 115 as amended is adopted. On to item two is 2024 Resolution 128, award of an agreement for architectural engineering design services for Badger Prairie County Park Playground and accessibility improvements. What is before us is Public Works and Transportation recommendation of approval of sub one. And just to note, sub one does basically include what amounts to a budget amendment, so it does require a two-thirds vote. Let me first ask if there's any discussion on Resolution 128, sub one. All right, since it does require a two-thirds majority vote, I'd like to record it as having passed unanimously, if there's no objection. Hearing no objection, it will be so recorded. Resolution 128, sub 1 is adopted. That takes care of resolutions. We're on to appointments. We have before us 2024 Resolution 151, County Executive Appointments. What is before us is Executive Committee recommendation of approval. However, there is a substitute that includes another appointment, and so I need a motion for that. So a motion.
So moved. Chair Miles.
Thank you. Moved by Supervisor Kemp. Is there a second? Seconded by Engelberger. Discussion, comments on the Resolution 151, sub 1. All right. Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. All right. Motion carries. Resolution 151 is amended by sub 1. So on to the main motion. Any discussion on the main motion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of Resolution 151 is amended by sub 1, or the Miles sub, I should say. Say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. With that, the motion carries. And that takes us on to item M, items requiring more than a simple majority vote. And I just want to take a quick look here. Where are we here? There are seven items. Are there any requests for separation? Supervisor Passola, I will note your which ones you want to abstain from, but are there any requests for separation? All right, hearing no requests for separation, Supervisor Passler will be abstaining on items M3, 4, and 5. Okay, with the exception of the abstention on those three items, is there, I'd like to record the balance of, well, these seven items as having been adopted with two-thirds majority vote. Is there any objection? None. Will be so recorded, and those seven items are adopted. So if there's no such other business as allowed by law, our next item would be adjournment. Moved by Erickson, seconded by Blazewicz. If there's no objection, we are adjourned. So be it. Thank you all. Good evening. Thank you.